We want to talk about the importance of partnership, and we've got two guests here representing two different organizations, but the partnership works, and it's been a really good partnership. They've helped each other. We have Tommy Odom. He is representing F3, the free men's workout group, and we have Richard Murr, who's here representing Bethel Shelters. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, you all have partnered for some time, and there's an event coming up in September that's also going to really kind of kick off Love Our Neighbor Week. And Richard's going to give us all those details in a second. But first, Tommy Odom, we're going to start with you. Folks, hopefully by now are familiar with F3. I've shared, you know, my journey with the organization. I don't post as much now as I would like to, but getting up early and being on this show kind of delays that. But if folks are not familiar with F3, kind of give us the overarching theme of the goal of F3.
Yeah, certainly. We're, like you said, we're a free men's workout group, open and welcoming to all men. We kind of bring you in as the workout portion, but it's really also like a male leadership. It gives men a chance to be men around each other. It is early in the morning, but it's absolutely worth it. You know, we got plenty of guys' testimonies that just change their lives and all for the better. But yeah, we're around Rock Hill 7 days a week. We offer anything from running to, you know, boot camps, like, you know, full body boot camps that a little bit less on running, but we still moving around. And then what we call gear is, you know, anywhere from cinder block workouts to kettlebell stuff. And so we kind of cater to every man at every different fitness level. And that's what we're here for. We're here to give every guy in Rock Hill, York County, a chance to come out and hang out with us.
Tommy, if people are interested in doing that, what do they need to do? Do they need to contact you? Do they just show up? What does that look like?
Yeah, we're across a lot of different social media outlets. We have a website that is laid out with our entire schedule that's catered to it. But yeah, I mean, you can reach out to us. More than likely, we've probably reached out to you at some point in time because, you know, we are all about F3 and spreading the word. But yeah, I mean, Google us, F3 Rock Hill. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, still a decent X or Twitter space too. So
great.
Ashley will see F3 in the mornings and she'll come in and she'll say, I saw your workout guys out and about in the city of Rock Hill. There are regions, that's what they called, scattered throughout the country and really somewhat of the world now. So you can get involved. You go at your own pace. So don't be intimidated. If you're used to exercising, perfect. If this is the first time you ever want to do anything athletic in your life, you're going to be welcomed as well. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with the ladies. The ladies have their own thing. It's called FIA. And they do their own thing. The guys do their own thing. And a lot of times they collaborate and do various events. Yep. And I'm sure the event we're going to learn about in a minute, some of them will probably be participating in this.
That's it.
But before we get to that, Tommy, explain the relationship with F3 and Bethel Shelters, and then we'll bring Richard in after that.
Yeah, absolutely. We part of, like I said, F3 is a workout group, but it's also kind of attuned to just male leadership and giving men the space to provide other services. And so we've been partnered with Bethel for quite some time now. We serve a monthly meal on the second Tuesday of each month. We prepare our guys internally, group together with different guys, and we prepare a meal once a month and serve Bethel that way. We actually, for a time, had a workout group trying to connect with the men that were in Bethel. Unfortunately, with scheduling and some other things, that didn't pan out, but we're still very present with meal prep. And then as well, like a lot of our charity and fundraising just funnel straight to Bethel. So we've worked together with Bethel successfully for quite some time.
Well, Richard, I mean, you all there at Bethel Shelters, it's all about partnership, right? Working with businesses, other nonprofits and organizations like F3 and FIA as well. Just elaborate how important it is that especially a men's led workout group is pouring in to the men that you all serve.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we have numerous partnerships at Bethel Shelters and we're grateful for them all, but some just really, really fit into the wheelhouse with our men. And as Tommy mentioned, I was first introduced to F3 back in late 2018-19 through Reborn. My good friend, Eric Lockamy, I love him so much. He's a great guy.
And we should say everyone in F3, they have like a handle. It's kind of like a nickname. So they go by what we call our hospital name, our name, in this case, Eric. But we have like a handle, and his name is Reborn.
So he approached us and was like, hey, we're a men's group, and you've got the men. And they did. They tried with a men's workout site there. But it blossomed from there into doing meals, supporting us financially. But I think the most successful part we had is, you've been there before, when we have dinner at night, they started breaking bread with our guys, getting to know them. And in 2023, we launched a mentorship program. And it was basically with the F3 guys. And we've had so much success out of that. We have three F3 groups now that do monthly meals with us. And with the mentorship program, we had one guy that was within our shelter. He got involved with another F3 guy. He is out of the shelter, living life on his own, runs his own business, because they helped him design a business model for what he was doing. So it's just been a great thing for us, and it's just a really nice fit, great bunch of guys to work out with and partner with.
Well, your own sons, both of them are involved with F3 right up the road in Fort Mill as well. These partnerships, as you mentioned, are just vital to the success of Bethel Shelters. Bethel Shelters, you're about to kick off your Love Our Neighbor Week. It's coming up in about a week from now. So this event that we're about to promote, it's called the Civitas Marathon Relay. It kind of kicks off Love Our Neighbor Week on Saturday, September the 6th, and then you bookend it with your famous barbecue, and we know you're going to be back on in the days ahead to let us know about that. But this is what a great way to kind of, you've always had the barbecue on the back end.
We've always had the barbecue, yeah. And they've always had the marathon, but it was further out into the fall. And they approached us about, hey, how about if we put this at the front end of Love Our Neighbor? Because Arby's, F3 Arby's, is Scott Elam, Elam's Rolling Smoke, that does our barbecue. The best barbecue around, okay? So yeah, he does that. So we just thought it was a perfect fit. It was when they approached us, you know, we'd sit down and meet, but it was one of these meetings like, you know the answer's going in already.
Yeah, why didn't we think about this earlier type thing, for right, sure, yeah. Along those lines. Yeah. All right, so Tommy, let's talk it over to you. Let's do the Civitas Marathon Relay. It's going to take place on Saturday, September the 6th. Walk us through the mechanics of this event. How does it work? How do folks get involved?
Yeah, that's it. We, if you're looking to sign up, certainly go over to the Bethel website, go over to the Love Our Neighbor section, click down. The sign-up's at the very, very bottom. It says Civitas Marathon Relay. Going back to F3, we have held what's called our internal CSOP, which is crazy, stupid, and utterly pointless. That's, again, just lingo. But it's called the Rooster, and it's the exact same relay series. But we're rebranding it and moving it. We'll still keep the Rooster, but as far as this, we've done it before. It's worked. And to be honest with you, we've kind of organized it very well. And so we're going to set that up, called the Civitas. We call it the Civitas because it's going to be at York Tech, the Loop in the Lakeshore Parkway at Comporium Technology, underneath the Four Civitas off Dave Lyle. So that's kind of the origin. And, you know, yeah, we have done this for some time. So we said, let's, you know, and doing these other Dam to Dam relay series or the Scandinavian, we've always run in these. And we said, we should do our own. Mm. Let's help out Bethel. So that's kind of how we got the ball rolling. We may have crunched it a little bit, but that's okay, because, you know, it's baby steps. But no, it's great. It's going to be a marathon relay, teams up to five, as many teams as we can fit, but teams up to five. You can do it on your own if you're a marathon runner. It's a one-mile loop, and you relay it with a team up to five. And, you know, you sign up, like I said, on the website. We'll send out packets and information, more information the week of and upon sign-up. But yeah, it's whoever wins first, second, or third is overall is what we're looking for this year, and open to everybody, men, women, children, whoever wants to come out and just help support Bethel. We've had an outstanding sponsorship response and within the community and team sign up so far. So it's been a good progress.
So you can have five members on your team. So basically, each member is running four laps,
yep.
But you get a break in between, because while you're running, the other four team members are resting, yep. and then you kind of run that last lap all together.
Yeah, okay. we do. With the Rooster, we've always done that. You run your team lap. We're actually talking about that because we don't want to make it so F3-ish, but in the same token, yeah, I mean, it's open to the team. If they want to run that last and final lap together as a big group, you know, arm in arm per se, certainly. But if you're vying for first place and, you know, two of your team members are a little bit slower, by all means, it's going to be the first bib that crosses the finish line.
And is this for men and women or just
it's
men?
For, yeah, everybody. For everybody. Everybody. Okay. It's open to the public. We wanted to, like I said, kind of be specific. We want to be working in the background as far as the F3 building of it, but this is a Rock Hill race. Okay. This is open to, you know, whoever wants to sign up.
Well, again, the power of a partnership, in this case, F3 with Bethel Shelters, two organizations working to better men right here in our community, and it just goes hand in hand. And you could do your part. Sign up for the Civitas Marathon Relay. You can run it. You can walk it, whatever you want to do, and it goes to support Bethel Shelters.
Right. If you need more information, contact us, BethelShelters.org, or call Mr. Alex Ruffalo in the office at 327-4881. We'll be glad to get that information to you. But we look so forward to this, and we're so grateful for our F3 partners and our many partners. We're grateful for you guys here at OTS Media as well. Thank you so much.
We know the love is reciprocal for sure. Yeah. Love Our Neighbor Week, by the way, is going to start Saturday, September the 6th with this marathon. It's going to end the following Saturday on the 13th with that barbecue sale. And like we said, Richard and Alicia will be joining us in the days ahead to give us more details about this annual event. Richard, great catching up with you, my man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Tommy, good to see you as always, sir. Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
And his F3 handle, by the way, is Zelensky. How did you get that?
Tommy boy. Everybody thinks, you know, today's climate is something Ukrainian, but no, it's you know, we have a Tommy boy, I think, in the fort, up in Fort Mill.
That's funny.
So, oh, that's hilarious.
Ray Zelensky.
That's good. All right. Tommy boy is a good one, too. That's a good name.
Yep.